Hello guys, hi guys, ciao, welcome back to Rejuvenate Spice It Up, your number one self-help podcast, and this is your one and only amazing and wonderful host, Esther. Welcome you back to the podcast, you guys, and I also welcome you guys to another interesting, amazing episode on this beautiful podcast. I hope you guys have had an amazing week so far, and you've been working on yourself, you've been working on stuff, and hopefully you've been working on some things that we've discussed on here, like you've been implementing, you've been, you know, charging up some things, and you've been applying and learning new things about yourself based on the episodes that we've we've dropped so far. So yes, welcome back to yet an amazing episode that we have for you this week, okay? So like I did say, this is a self-help podcast for those who are new. Welcome to Rejuvenate Spice It Up. Welcome to this amazing podcast here to share personal growth and spiritual growth, mental growth, social growth, all types of growth, right? And we're here to rejuvenate our body, mind, and soul so we get better. So it's not just like, you know, serious topics. Like I always say, we know we've had amazing episodes where we've, you know, had like fun interactive sessions with people on here. It's gonna return to you guys. I'm for my OGs that already know the pattern, it's gonna return soon. Just give me a little while, okay? My apologies, but it's gonna return soon. Anyway, that's what this podcast is about. We're here to help ourselves get better than what we were before and grow. So expect, you know, serious topics that are surrounded with growth, okay? So today we are gonna talk about a growth topic, okay? You might not really maybe reason it that way, but trust me, every single thing that we're doing is to get better at whatever that it is that we do on a daily. So every single thing counts, every single detail counts. We can talk about how to get better. We're waking up in the morning and the things that you do to get yourself ready for the day. And we're not saying this that, why do I keep on using we? It's just me. Anyway, you know, we're a family, so I'm speaking on behalf of my crew, okay? Especially if you're new. But it's not just like, oh, you know, I'm very much prepared every morning and waking up. Sometimes you have like, you know, human day, like maybe a bad day, a normal day, but it doesn't change the fact that the highlight of it is that we're trying to get to a point where if you were at a 20% level with certain things, you've improved to a 40%, if that makes sense, and we keep improving. I always say this and I'll always say it again, your host, myself, I'm also working on most of these things, okay? So in as much as I come on here and share topics with you guys and have certain discussions, be it with just me on here or with guests, we are all trying to get better, even if we share like thoughts and opinions and ideas and tips, okay? So we're doing this journey together. Anyway, today we're gonna talk about things that you can do to boost your brain power. Like I did say, you might not reason this as something that but what did I say? We're here to rejuvenate body, mind, and soul. So this is the mind focus, okay? What can you do to boost your brain power? Because we can get stressed by a whole lot of things. A whole lot of things that you don't know when certain things are depleting in you, right? Most especially with your like your brain cells, your mental space, how crowded is it right now? What are the things that need to pop back up? You know, how loud is it up there? Or how drained is it that, you know, you need to get things coming up back, right? So yeah, things that we can do to boost brain power. This is in the point where you're exhausted by certain things, or certain activities that you've done, like work, or you know, you even exhausted by maybe like having maybe certain type of argument, or you know, someone pissed you off and you just had like a really bad day, and it literally depleted your brain power, and you need to be, or you could just maybe have a very weird interaction with somebody that just you feel like your IQ just reduced. Anyway, all of that, but and either way, what can we do to activate, you know, what can we do to like, you know, speed up things, what can we do to boost the brain power that we have, especially if we really want to utilize up there at a certain period of time and we're not getting that you know, vibe and energy up there to use it for something productive, especially like I said, if you want to be productive with what you're doing. And this also touch base into expansion, you know, creativity, and you know, I just feel like this is just a single pattern. What can I do to be more creative with what I'm doing? Now, we've talked about in different episodes, certain things that you could do in terms of that space and how you could, you know, tap and all of that. But either way, there are other things that you can pretty much do that still ties down to activating and boosting your brain power up there, all right? So, an example is this one. We all know it, and I mean, scientifically proven, facts proven, it helps. We all know this. Exercise, okay? It is good to put our exercise, like, get as much as we can get. It might not be every day, especially if you're not an enthusiast of that, you know, field, like you're not an enthusiast, a fitness enthusiast and all of that. Like, it's not what you do, it's not your job, it's not your career, you just, you know, just a normal person. It might not be every day, but doing something once in a while can help. And now there is a fitness aspect of it, actually, and then there's doing normal things that you'd technically do as a normal human being on a normal day. Take a walk, you know, have some like a little bit of body movements, like just move around a little bit. Well, yeah, you can go to the gym and get some workouts done. If you're people who love doing body stretching, you can do some stretches. You call that yoga and all of that, but you can do some body stretches and stretch your body out, right? Sometimes I'll be like, oh my God, I haven't done a lot of stretches recently and I just feel stiff, or I'll be having some pain in certain places and I'm like, eish. So, and that can also affect like up there, because I'm like, when you're in pain, then you just feel tired and drained, and the things that you want to do, like, it's not, things are not firing up, right? So exercise literally boosts your brain power. It's just it, like, we all know that. So doing active stuff that can make you, like, you know, get your body up and going, activates every neurons and every, you know, cells and, you know, necessary but I'm trying to get, like, I'm trying to remember the words for it. So doing exercise and body movements and all of that activates your body, your neurons, your cells, you know, all the liquids up there, all the neurotransmitters, everything that needs to be activated in your brain cells gets activated, okay? And you're ready to do stuff, okay? You get filled with dopamine, you get filled with all the energy, and you're ready to do things, right? It's almost like taking sugar, right? Which we're also going to talk about that. But that's one way to get your brain power moving. Myself, like I don't know if I've ever mentioned this anywhere in my podcast ever since I started, but I think I have. I dance once in a while. So dancing for me is like, to be honest, you give me that compared to going to the gym and going running on the treadmill every time and lift the weight. And to give you context, like me, I need to put on more weight, so I'm not about to lose the little one that I have, to be honest. So but I love dancing because I love music, and music is another form of, you know, boosting your brain power, to be honest. Like, it depends on the kind of music that you listen to. If you need something that, you know, you need to be productive, you need to be up and going, you probably need a music, a playlist that is, you know, jiggy and vibey and, you know, makes your body move. And that way you can get some steps in. Like, if you're a dancer, dance it all out, dance all the stress out, dance yourselves to fire up, okay? Up there, so that, you know, everything is like alert, right? Everything is okay, we're awake, right? My brain is awake, my brain is alert to do certain things, right? You wouldn't want to like go back and sleep or like relax once you've like put your steps in and listen to like very vibrant music. You know, you want to do something else, you want to, and that's it. And I mean, if you notice, most people listen to music while they're in the gym too, because it kind of helps, right? So combining both really helps. If you don't do that while you're walking, listen to music while you're walking, listen to music while you put some steps in, even when you're doing yoga, listen to music, like it would help. So combining both can actually help boost brain power, in my opinion. So those are two, I've mentioned two ways already, and we're pretty much familiar with that. So another way is, yeah, getting your sugar going. Don't consume too much. We all know that. We all know the implication of having too much sugar, and especially if you're not someone that has access to checking your blood sugar level all the time, you don't know if it's already spiking up. And you don't want to put yourself in, like, you know, jeopardize your health, right? But once in a while, once you have those little candy pop, and, you know, just have one or two things in, and it would kind of help, depending on even how active you need to be get things going. To be honest, like, if you're somebody that maybe works at night, like, I know you need your energy up, but I've done that, like, it's not, I wouldn't necessarily recommend like having so much sugary stuff at that time, because at that time your body's technically supposed to be sleeping, and it's quite hard, like, for the enzymes, or however, whatever it is you call it, that at that time your body's supposed to be asleep, right? And so the things necessary to break down sugars at that particular hour where your body's supposed to be tired and asleep, they're pretty much not functioning at that point, so it won't work. So that's a time where if you consume too much, you start jeopardizing your sugar level, your weight, and everything, right? So if you need that energy, take something little that can just spike up your energy. Just a little bit of sugar can do something for your brain power, so it's active and alert, right? But don't take too much, no. Leave it at a moderation, right? Or even mix and match, balance stuff out. But sugar is another way to get your, something sweet is a way to boost your brain power and like just get you going. Listen to something like positive, it can also help. This is in a point where if you feel like mentally drained up there, like it's more of a psychological thing, see if listening to something positive, hearing something positive can help. E.g. music, e.g. positive podcasts, or audiobooks, whatever it is, right, that you might need, you feel like will be helpful to some people. Like, this just came up, but you'd be surprised. Some people, it might just be like maybe hearing the voice of a loved one, it could just get them going, right? If you can't get to them immediately, if you maybe have a video or recording or whatever, or hear your kid, when your kid was, you were doing a video and you heard your, you know, your child laugh or whatnot, and it just brings you back up. This is for when you are in that low brain power energy based on psychological reasons, right? Not necessarily like, you know it's just drained based on like, oh, my neurons or whatever, I'm not firing up, but the psychological reason thing, and probably you need those positive things to get you up. You can just hear your child's laughter, you can hear your spouse's call voice, or give them a call, or loved one, parents, whatever, siblings, anyone, it can even be close friends, whoever it is, right? It gives me like, okay, this is what I need to get myself going. Like, you know, okay, I know my body wants to move, but you know, it's just, I can't really think right now what to do, but I know I want to do a lot of stuff. You might just get motivation from maybe someone that's around you, and before you know, you just get the creativity going, and you're like, oh my god, you just gave me an idea, and before you know, you're ready to execute, you're ready to put something into place, or at least create a reasonable plan, right, on what to do. So these are just some ways that you can literally activate and boost your your brain power if you feel like drained in that aspect. And having good interactions too can be very helpful. Having positive interactions, having discussions with people that you feel can, like, I know if I talk to this person, I know if they can say something that can get me fired up, say something that can make something click for me, and get my brain power up, and I'm back to where I was supposed to be. And just, if you already have a routine, or if you already know, okay, this works for me, try that. But what do I always say? You can always try something else and add to your normal routine, or change if some certain things are not working anymore based on certain life changes or whatnot, maybe how busy you are. Or if you're a nature lover and you'd be like, okay, I know sometimes hiking can literally boost my brain power because I gotta think of what I get ready, packing for hiking, and, you know, the steps that I have to get in. That's also part of, like, you know, the working out stuff. But in this sense, not necessarily like moving your body and working out, but in terms of connecting to nature, connecting your mind to something that you love and appreciate, which is nature. So the moment you begin to see those things, you'll be surprised how some people see those things and get so inspired. I mean, what is the best way to get your body, your mind, and your soul, your spirit energized and moving if not connecting to the things they're already blessed, we're already blessed with in this world, which is nature. So some people can just want to connect to nature and they just feel like immediately inspired. Oh my god, this, I did not reason this before, but it's coming up back now. You might not need to hike, you might need to maybe just go for one camping thing or the other, or just go up there and meditate. Meditation, most people take for granted. In fact, we all do sometimes, but you'll be surprised how interesting and how helpful meditation can be, because right now you are disconnecting from your physical surrounding and you're connecting to your inner self. Okay, you're tapping into, and your brain pretty much has a certain type of activity that it would conduct and do when you are in a state of meditation, right? So you can take yourself outside and go, if you're close by mountains or whatnot, or hills and all of that, or a lake where you can just hear the sweet sound of a river flowing or whatever, you can just like sit down and meditate on things, and you'll be surprised if you, in terms of, maybe you're looking for like a creative energy for whatever it is you're working on, you'll be surprised you get like 5 different ideas just by doing that. That way you've boosted your brain power, in your opinion, right? So these are some ways. I know that there are maybe other ways out there. Like I said, you might have your own routine, but these are some just quick ways to get your brain power boosted and, you know, activated. Okay, one other thing I'm going to mention is food. Yes, food. Eat, okay? Someone who doesn't really eat like that, I'm saying this, but I'm telling you, it is important, it's necessary that we eat. If you're hungry, eat. If you don't eat, your brain's not gonna fire up. If you are hungry, eat. Don't kill yourself. Oh, I'm working, I'm doing this, and I'm doing that one. You are working, right? You're in the midst of working, but it gets to a point where you just be like there and you don't even know what you're doing anymore. So you need to stop and go eat, because your tummy is connecting with your brain up there and being like, bro, I'm hungry. I don't know what she's doing, but she better give me something to eat, right? So you gotta do something, and the brain is trying to communicate back with your tummy, and they're disconnecting from you and what you're doing, because you're trying to communicate and figure something out, because you're not giving what your tummy what it needs, and it's distracting the brain from doing what it's supposed to do, because it keeps on giving the report back that you're not feeding it. And so your brain is not going to respond to you, because it's trying to respond to your stomach, trying to get message that it is hungry. So leave what you're doing, feed yourself, eat, have something nice, and you'd see that once you fed that belly, it's not going to disturb your brain anymore, and your brain is going to get that energy back and be like, okay, now we're ready to focus on back on you and what you're doing. Let's get this going. So eat. And if you need sleep, also do that, because if your brain begins to get so tired and so tired and so tired, you're like, okay, you've stressed me a lot, you've overwhelmed me, can we take a nap? Because I can't do anything else for you. Just know that I cannot do anything else for you at this moment. There's nothing you can try that will work. Give me a break. And so you need to take that sleep, take that nap, so that when you wake up back, everything is full. It's like, okay, you know, I'm stretched out now. I can contain as much information as you want to bring into me right now because I'm ready for you, right? And same thing also goes to, so we said food, nap, and also like just random breaks, right? It doesn't have to be like, okay, trying to snack or eat or whatnot or sleep. It could just be like random break. Like your brain has taken so much of whatever work or whatever it is that you're doing, and it needs that pause. If you're studying, it's like, this is too much, pause, and maybe just like fill your head with a calm sounds, and do other things, like, you know, just, you know, do something else that is different from what it's already taking in. Like it's like, okay, I've been seeing this for hours. I feel like I'm in the same space. I need something else. And that's what your brain is telling you. Like, just give me something else, something different, just for like 15, 30 minutes. And rotate me. So like, it's like, don't overload it with the same thing. Like, trying to rotate it so that it won't feel stuck. You know when sometimes you're trying to like load your computer with things and, or I don't know how to put it, and it just like feels so overloaded, and it's like, okay, it's system failing, right? But if you, the moment you maybe like open another let me give this example, which I kind of do, but trust me, I'm getting better. You know when you open so many tabs on our laptops, like it's just too many. Like, I don't know how people get, okay, I don't get this bad, because you just see some people, like, there's no space. You don't even know if you're opening the right tab because it's so tiny. You're overloading it. And to get to a point where you're trying to open a certain tab, it's not your network, it's not anything, and it just won't load. Your computer gets stuck. It's like, come on. So you need to probably just take that out and open a fresh browser. It's the same browser. Open something else. Give it something different. So something like that, right? So it's unnecessary, like, your brain is not maybe active to take up anything, but it's just been seeing the same thing for hours, right? And you just need something else to kind of spin it back and be like, okay, just give me something new, something different. Like, you know how we would even say, I am tired of my work environment now. It's not because I don't like my job. It's not because, you know, I don't like my colleagues, which most people don't, but it's not because of that. It's just because this is just the same thing I'm seeing every single day. Go to work, same pattern, same road that I take, same everything, same manager, same work routine that I do. Can I just take a break and take one vacation or a day off, right? And you need that just to get, not because of you're tired of working technically, not because maybe your body is tired. You just feel like you've been saying the same thing for too long, and you just need a difference. So that's how it is. Not because your brain is tired, but it just needs that different thing to boost to spin it out and boost the power back up for what you were feeding it before, and bring it back to that pattern or that area or whatever it is that you were doing. I don't know if I feel like I'm rambling at this point, but you know, that's it. So I think I've mentioned a couple of things pretty much that we can do to activate and boost our brain power once it's getting drained and all of that, you know, or being in like a system overload. Okay, so if there are other things that you'd like to share with us, you can share like, oh, this is what I do, and you know, but these are the other things that we could try. Please feel free to share with us and let us know. But yeah, you are here to help ourselves grow, and all these are part of growth, learning and being aware of certain things and knowing what we can do, or practicing things that we could do to get better and, you know, make a change from what we're normally technically used to, or how to just get better. Don't give yourself a headache or stress. But I think pretty much soon I'll be moving towards, like, you know, more of the physical part, like the body part. It's a body, mind, and soul thing. The body part, and maybe bounce back to soul, right? Because we've been in mind and stuff. But pretty much, if you don't even work on your mind, to be honest, like, even if your body is ready and your mindset is off, you won't be able to do anything. And that's just facts, right? So yeah, I hope you guys had fun with me on this episode and enjoyed the episode and enjoyed what I had to share with you guys. And yeah, like I said, if you have anything you want to share based on this topic, please do that and share with us, and go get your brain power boosted and activated, including myself. I'm also talking to myself. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to another episode this week, and I appreciate you listening. If you listened this far, thank you so much. You can't see me now, but I am doing a heart sign with my fingers. Thank you so much if you listened this far. To my OGs that are still listening, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Please feel free to share, follow, like, subscribe, whatever platform you're on. Please start share things important, let people know so that they can also enjoy the podcast that you're enjoying and join the family and increase our streams and everything. And yeah, I think that'll be it for now. Keep being good to yourself and to others. Keeping kind to your body, mind, and soul, and keep moving with ease. It's not gonna be easy every day, because it can be easier said than done, but you know, maybe just a little talk with someone, or you know, the right thing, the right words to hear, or just, you know, tell yourself the right word first, right? And move your body a little bit would, you know, make quite a difference and all that. Do what you feel puts you in the best position, right? And in a safe position. Anyway, I think that'll be it now. I'm done. I will talk to you guys next week. But until then, it's a ciao.